KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Wednesday Newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison with Mel's Tire. Get an instant $50 rebate on any set of four Yokohama tires throughout the month of November. There's not the hassle of mailing anything in or going online. You get $50 off at the time of purchase. Whether you need rugged tires for off-road driving or something smooth for the highway, Yokohama Geolander XAT or the Geolander HT is the perfect tire for you. And while you're here, let our certified staff handle any repairs you may need. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE News Time is now 7:21. It is Newsmaker time here as we continue our Wednesday morning show, and we're pleased to have with us leaders of the United Way of the Flint Hills. Mickey Edwards, United Way CEO, and Scott Hayes, Drive Co-Chair, joining us. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Mickey, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, real good.
Good. Well, Mickey, let's go ahead and get started, and I guess the first question that comes to mind is really the basic one. How are things going here so far with the campaign as we launch into December? Did we just lose Mickey?
Yeah, I think we just lost Mickey, so we'll try and get her reconnected. Okay. Scott, I think we'll go to the same question with you on that one.
Oh, yeah. How are things going, Scott?
Well, the last update we got, things are going really, really well. We still have some of our bigger campaigns yet to turn in. I think the biggest thing, and Mickey, when we get her back on the line, will echo this. The biggest thing has been the ability to get in person with people really for the first time in 2 years and go on these workplace campaigns and talk not just about the community partners, which is obviously a big part of what the United Way of the Flint Hills does, but all of the other programs, the many grant programs and all the different things that the United Way does, because Mickey and Hannah do such a great job of trying to identify needs in our community and serve those needs outside of our community partners, outside of what we do with our community partners and the grants to them. So that has been the most exciting thing for Lisa and I, is to get in front of these different businesses and talk about the United Way, talk about our passion for the United Way, answer questions, and really show all the different aspects that the United Way is really about. And that has been just fantastic, been so well received. And, I mean, just from that standpoint, the campaign has gone great so far.
United Way CEO Mickey Edwards again joining us here as well on our Newsmaker 7. Got her reattached here to the phone lines. And, well, Mickey, you know, Scott talking a lot about the experiences thus far and how things are going. From your perspective, how has the community support been here recently? I know we've seen in some instances it seems like people are maybe a little giving out because they're just, we've been doing a lot of fundraising over the last few years. Have you seen that effect on this fundraiser this year?
You know, I am sure that happens in some places. We haven't seen it in our workplace campaigns so much this year. You know, we're seeing those campaigns come in around the same levels or even slightly higher than they did last year. So, you know, I think that our community is, you know, they recognize that the work we do in our community is important. They recognize that, like Scott was saying, not only does the work of our community partners need to happen, but you know, the other things that we provide through the United Way, such as the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library and recognition of needs and all of the things that we do, really is vital to the health of our community. So we've been very pleased with some early numbers as they've come in, and we'll just see where the rest of the campaign takes us.
Mickey, can you speak to Scott's point about the benefits of in-person versus, you know, the last, you know, couple of COVID years where that was not an option? Because I think a lot of people would think, okay, you can give. It's not really mattering what type of method you use or whether that in-person relationship is important. But clearly, according to Scott, it is.
Yeah, it really is. You know, when you get in front of people and you can, you know, convey, especially through volunteers like Lisa and Scott, that personal message so that they can hear the stories of, you know, the people that it's affected positively by, you know, having community partners, having the programs that the United Way administers, it makes a huge difference. And I think that's why we're seeing workplace campaigns come in, you know, where they were in the past or even a little higher yet. this year.
Scott, let me ask you this, because you and Lisa clearly are busy. I mean, you have your own careers that you're doing on top of helping to spearhead the drive and being the public faces of the drive this year. How are you able to budget your time and get to as many of the different community partners, you know, not only on the agency side, but also on the funding side here that you're able to connect with?
Well, we're cloned. We have multiple versions of ourselves.
Okay, I need that.
No. To be honest, Mickey and Hannah do a really good job of setting the appointments, giving us plenty of notice so we can, between Lisa and I, we haven't been at all of the workplace campaigns together. We kind of split them up, and, you know, being two people actually helps quite a bit, because if there's a time of day or a day just in general that she's more available, she'll take that one. If there's a day that works better or a time that works better for me, I take that one. And it's worked out really well. And already doing a little recruiting for whoever the campaign chair or co-chair is next year. Just trust Mickey and Hannah. They will guide you through the process. But as nerve-wracking as I thought this process was going to be, it hasn't been because of that. And really having Lisa as my partner in this and partnering with Mickey and Hannah, it really has been a fantastic experience. And I can't believe for a moment I was considering telling them no, that I couldn't, you know, we couldn't co-chair, because this has been just a fantastic experience.
Mickey, you know, Scott talking about that, obviously there is two of them, or, you know, 100,000 of them if you believe the cloning story. But with that in mind, do you guys try to strategically maybe choose couples for that very reason in a lot of instances? Because this is not the first time we've seen, a well-known couple serving as co-chairs.
Yeah, you know, it does seem to work really well. And, you know, like Scott kind of talked about, dividing and conquering makes a huge difference. Everybody's got a very hectic, busy schedule anymore. You know, nobody has downtime where they're just sitting around eating bonbons and watching TV. So it really does make a huge difference when you get a couple, and especially when you get a couple as dynamic as, you know, as Lisa and Scott. They've got great stories of how the United Way has impacted, you know, their lives personally and professionally, and it really does make a huge difference. You know, that said, we've had some great individuals who have acted as chairs alone, and we know that they can't make it to every one of our, you know, campaign presentations, and that's okay, but the work that they do, you know, outside of, you know, their volunteer work that they do for us really does make a huge impact.
Mickey, you know, this is about the time of year where you start going dark, if memory serves me correctly. So are you in that dark period at this stage, or is that coming up here soon?
Yeah, we're just about there right now. You know, things are slowed down a little. Most of our workplaces have at least launched or maybe finished their campaigns, so it gets a little stressful for us. I know that our co-chairs will probably start feeling it, wondering, you know, are we going to end up with a campaign that supports our activities next year? I think we're going to get there, as we historically always had, but it does get a little bit stressful this time of year.
And Scott, that brings up a really good point, because this is all about supporting, you know, the 20 plus community partners and the work that they do. It's not just about the dollar amount. It's really that community support of the community.
Well, our focus for this campaign has not been the dollar amount intentionally. Our focus has been just educating as many people as possible about all the different things the United Way does. And we hope that through explaining it, you know, the community partners and the emerging needs grants and the 2-1-1 program and the single care drug prescription program and Dolly Parton Imagination Library and the racial equity mini grant program and all of the different things that Mickey and Hannah have tried to tackle there at the United Way office, that it inspires people to give. And I think we're seeing that just because there's so much that happens in this community that the United Way of the Flint Hills touches and impacts, that I think people are seeing that. And that was really Lisa and I's goal, was, yes, setting a dollar amount would be great, and trying to push towards a dollar amount is great, but just educating the public and letting the public know all of the different programs and things that United Way does. And I think that has really driven this campaign so far.
Mickey, one more question here for you, and it's off of the fundraising campaign, but I wanted to get an update here. You know, we're closing in on a year from Plum Place is essentially shifting its own gears and in the process of maybe having a new delivery method for its services. How's the process going right now for reestablishing Plum Place at this stage of the game?
Well, I know I've said it before, but I believe it to be true. We are getting pretty close. We're kind of awaiting some legal activities to happen before the new Plum Place board has access to funds and the authority to act as a board. And so we hope to see, in the next, 6 to 8 weeks, we've got some movement and some real information to report to the community. I think we're going to be excited. I know we're going to be excited. I think we're going to see exciting things happen here in the first quarter of 2023 with Plum Place.
Outstanding. Anything else, Mickey, that you wanted to add about our original topic about the fundraising drive here before we wrap things up?
Well, absolutely. Let's not forget we are, and maybe you talked about this when my call got lost, but we have Buddy the Elf and the Grinch making visits to homes over the next few weeks. As one of our fundraisers, Lisa and Scott have organized this event, and I think it'll be really exciting. So over the next few weeks, families can request a visit for a donation of suggested donation of $50. They'll be able to watch from the window as Buddy the Elf walks across their yard and the Grinch makes a visit. So it should be a really fun little holiday fundraiser to kind of pump up the campaign. And I'm sure Scott probably has more information on that.
All right, Scott, fire away.
Yeah, well, so tonight is technically the first night that we have available times, and we haven't had anybody scheduled yet. So if you would like Buddy and the Grinch to stop by and little photo op with your children, and it doesn't have to be children, to be quite honest with you, you can call Lisa at 620-343-4219 or email lhays@emporiaks.gov to schedule a time. Next Thursday, the 8th, from 6:30 to 8:30 is the next available time slots. Wednesday, December 14th, and Monday, December 19th are technically what we have listed. Get a hold of us, though, if there's a time that you're thinking would work better for maybe you have a gathering with your family coming up. But this is the money is going to be split between the United Way of the Flint Hills and the Emporia Friends of the Zoo, and we're doing this in cooperation with the Emporia Police Benefit Association. So we just thought it would be a nice way this holiday season to do something that would continue to bring awareness to all of our causes, as well as maybe raise a dollar or two here or there. And, it's that time of year. So smiles all around. Let's bring Buddy the Elf and the Grinch by your house. That's what we want to do.
Chuck, you said you don't have to be a kid to be involved with this. You want to go halvesies?
Sure, why not?
Fantastic news, and congratulations on all the success you guys have seen thus far. Scott, you and Lisa, I know I've gotten to go out to a few of the events. You're doing a wonderful job and representing the United Way very well, so thank you for all you're doing.
Well, it has been an extreme honor. Lisa and I have many conversations about how nervous we were at the beginning and how great an experience it has been, and we hope that the public has learned more about the United Way through our efforts. That was really our goal when we agreed to do this, and we couldn't do this without Mickey and Hannah. They are so fantastic to work with. They make it so painless. So I know we have a few months left in the campaign, and once we get through the holidays, we'll kind of ramp things back up and do a few more visits in here or there, I'm sure. But in the meantime, keep us in your thoughts, and if you need information, reach out to Lisa and I, or of course Mickey and Hannah at the United Way of the Flint Hills.
Mickey, thanks so much. Have a great time, and hope you have a wonderful total by the time you're all done.
All right, thank you.
All right, Mickey Edwards, Scott Hayes joining us here. Mickey Edwards, the United Way of the Flint Hills CEO. Scott Hayes, United Way Campaign Drive co-chair here today with an update. Want to let you know, too, that as we look at the schedule here for the next few days, we start opening up the Newsmaker segment on Tuesday. That's our next available date. So 620-342-1400 is the number there, or you can also email kvue@kvue.com. Clara Korn joins us on our Newsmaker segment tomorrow at 7:20 as we update Blumhouse Youth Services.
And again, your Newsmaker brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. KVOE News Time, now 7:35, 18 degrees here at KVOE. We have a check of the weather forecast coming up next.
Mark Schaefer out here at John Orth Ford Nissan. New vehicles on